Two things I have always loved are mysteries and comedies. Over the years, I've enjoyed unwinding with one or the other, and sometimes the two are combined and I've usually found the results mixed. It's hard to get the chemistry right. After all, in a mystery, the author generally withholds information from the audience, and in a comedy, the author withholds information from the characters. Still, the combination can make for an entertaining evening, as playwright Ed Sala has done with Bloody Murder, now playing at Chamberlain Actors Theater. While I find the play to be a little uneven, there is plenty going for it to recommend it. For one thing, it is intelligent and witty, and the actors seem to delight in being able to overact shamelessly in order to carry out the wishes of the playwright. Carrying out the wishes of the author is the crux of the play. See, the characters have become self-aware and realize that they are in a work of fiction and are determined to hijack the author's mind in order to not commit murders like they have done in his previous works. While at first that seems a little far-fetched, it actually becomes a fun device that propels the characters through their paces. Speaking of the characters, the cast does an admirable job working with these drawing room archetypes. There's the Dowager Aunt, Lady Somerset, played by Tony Cacioppo, the inebriated actor, played by Jay Hart, the military man, played by Jerry Long, the sweet young thing who is not what she seems, played by Emma Mason, the ne'er-do-well nephew, played by Bob Murphy, and the snooping maid, played by Bunny Smith. Stir them together, add in a few dead ancillary characters, and you have a recipe for fun. Hart, Long, and Mason may sound like a law firm, but they are the ones who drive the paper-thin plot. Hart especially is wicked with his exasperated looks, and he has a few moments near the end of the play that are hysterical. Bob Murphy, as the flamboyant Charles Pomeroy, chews up the scenery all night long and gets a large share of the laughs. On the technical side, set designer Tony Turner has outdone himself. His drawing room looks so inviting that I could have climbed on up to the set and lived comfortably. Charlotte Scharf's costumes are good and Andrew Bonnewell's lights are solid. His blackouts become key plot points, and he even delivers a visual pun near the end of the second act. Director Andy Resnick has delivered the play with the necessary light touch. I have to wonder how much he had to prod the actors to go over the top, as instinct often dictates taking a more low-key approach. I can only imagine the rehearsal process as he prods his actors to stop being so subtle and to really play it big. And finally, a special note about playwright Ed Sala, who hails from the Roanoke area. I am delighted to see more Virginia writers represented on stage. While we run a variety of programs, such as the Acts of Faith Festival, I would love to see one that celebrates Virginia authors, and a show such as this would make a great representation. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.